Casa de la Memoria La Sorcida. News by Debbie Ead.
Events.
Fourth anniversary of the Casa de la Memoria.
On the 18th of November, the Casa de la Memoria in Jimena de la Frontera celebrated its fourth anniversary. Nothing could be organised to mark the occasion this year because of the pandemic, but this information and research centre with its specialist library is open to the public. It was set up by the Forum for Historical Memory of the Campo de Gibraltar and AFRESAMA, an association of relatives of people who suffered repression under Franco.
Associations.
The Casa de la Memoria Association is now officially registered.
In February, it was agreed that the Casa de la Memoria in Jimena should have an association of its own, and this was officially registered in September. The board of directors will manage the everyday running of the centre and are drawing up a busy programme of events. These include book launches, screenings, school visits and historical memory walking routes, among others. Members of the public are invited to join the association, and volunteers to help with its activities will be very welcome.
Exhumations.
13 victims of Francoist repression recovered from mass graves in Jimena Cemetery.
The exhumation works in the old cemetery in Jimena Castle began in July and finished a short time ago. A team of archaeologists led by Jesus Roman found the remains of 13 victims in mass graves in one of the patios at the cemetery. DNA tests are being carried out and compared with samples given by family members to try to identify them. Many more people were shot at the cemetery during the Civil War, and it's hoped that further soundings and exhumations will be possible this year. They're financed by the Cádiz provincial government in collaboration with Jimena Council and the Mancomunidad de Municipios of the Campo de Gibraltar.
Publication.
Writer Giles Tremlett has published a new book about the International Brigades.
Fascism, Freedom and the Spanish Civil War. That's the title of a new book by Giles Tremlett, which was published by Bloomsbury in October. It's a comprehensive and very well-researched view of the more than 35,000 volunteers who came to Spain from 61 countries to defend democracy against the troops of Franco, Hitler and Mussolini. Reviewers have described it as a remarkable act of scholarship, which is also captivatingly readable.
Book launch.
Malgara Garcia Diaz presented her book about the closure of the border in Gibraltar.
Historian Malgara Garcia Diaz made good use of the pandemic restrictions. She wrote a book about the way the closure of the Gibraltar border in 1969 was reported by the press in Spain, Gibraltar and the UK. The book was published by the Forum for Historical Memory of the Campo de Gibraltar in collaboration with the Gibraltar government and was launched in La Linea and in Gibraltar in October. The event in Gibraltar took place in the Garrison Library. It was part of a programme of activities organised under an agreement between the Casa de la Memoria and the Gibraltar government. At the presentation, Malgara explained that the book lays out the events which occurred before and after the border was closed. Some of the material she used came from the Casa de la Memoria's own archive, thanks to its collection of materials from the late author, Jesús Infante.